Islamic Movement of Nigeria clashes with police, leaving 8 dead. By Thomas D. Williams, Ph.D. on July 23, 2019. A protest march by the Islamic Movement of Nigeria, IMN, in the nation's capital of Abuja turned fatal Monday, as at least 8 people including a police officer were killed in clashes between Shiite protesters and security forces. Police fired tear gas as well as live rounds on members of the IMN, who marched Monday to demand the release of their leader Ibrahim Zakzaki. While security killed several of the marchers, some of the armed protesters shot dead a deputy commissioner of police, Usman Umar. A 23-year-old trainee journalist covering the event, Ms. Precious Owolabi, was also hit by a stray bullet and later died in the hospital. Each group blamed the other for the lethal violence. "The police threw 2 canisters at us and immediately followed it by shooting at our members," said IMN spokesman Abubakar Abdul Rahman. "We have recovered 6 bodies, and many of our members are injured." Nigerian police claim the protesters were heavily armed and that they assaulted innocent citizens and police on duty in Abuja's central business district. They said that demonstrators destroyed 2 vehicles and set fire to a unit of the National Emergency Management Agency. Police arrested 54 people in connection to the incident. For his part, Mr. Abdul Rahman said the marchers were unarmed, insisting that it was the police who started the fire as their gas canisters struck the emergency unit. "This just distraction from the real issue at stake. We have been protesting for the past 3 years and 7 months," he said. "It is the security operatives that usually turns sick, it to be violent by using live ammunition and tear gas canisters." An AFP journalist on the scene said that protesters had thrown Molotov cocktails, torching a local fire station. "The police responded and started shooting live ammunitions," the journalist said. "I saw 6 people dead in different places, one of them was a teenager." Amnesty International denounced the police conduct as a reckless use of force. "This new crackdown is part of a shocking pattern in which security forces have used live ammunition to disperse IMN supporters who are simply exercising their freedom of expression," the group declared. Shiite leader Ibrahim Zakzaki was arrested in 2015, following a crackdown by security forces which left hundreds of IMN members dead. He is still being held in Kaduna, where he faces charges of homicide and unlawful assembly. "There are some 3 million Shiite Muslims in Nigeria, and a majority of them reside in the north of the country," followed Williams from